Well, good morning, everybody. Today, what we have is in the gospel is called a Markan sandwich because it's from the Gospel of Mark, and sometimes Mark does this. He is telling the story of one miracle. In this case, he's telling the miracle of this synagogue official whose name was Jairus, his 12-year-old daughter. And then he tells pauses and tells a different miracle, this woman who'd been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. And then he goes back to finish off the first one. It's like a sandwich. And really, our lives are kind of sandwiches of miracles, too. They're just all kinds of miracles all around. This past week, us priests were with the Archbishop and each other at St. Meinrad for the week for the annual priest convocation, and the bishop spoke to us many times, but the last thing he told us priests, he said, "You will be good priests if you always remember to live in a state of wonder." And I thought, that's pretty good, because like all of people, we priests sometimes can get carried away with this thing and then this thing and then this thing, and we forget that our lives are just miracles after miracles after miracles, and that God is showering us with miracles. Yesterday was so cool. We had yesterday. It happens sometimes for me, but it doesn't happen all that often. I got to do 6 of the 7 sacraments yesterday. I did 5 baptisms, 2 masses, and confirmed somebody, gave anointing to somebody, first communion to somebody, and the other one. For lots of confessions. I'm not a bishop, so I can't do holy orders, but what a joy to do 6. It's just like, One of the first baptism yesterday was Billy Cross and Brittany. You remember them and their beautiful daughter. And you start baptism outside, and it was like starting to rain, just like a few drops. And then, like, as we were finishing the prayers and everything outside, it just started to downpour. And I was like, this is awesome, because this is what happens in the sacraments, and what happens in our lives with Jesus is that we are just downpoured. We're drenched by grace. And it has this washing away, this nourishing thing. But we are just like, God is downpouring miracles on us. And I don't know, humanity has been around, what, 200,000 years, 300,000 years, something like that, since Homo sapiens came around. And for all but 50 of those years, we haven't been blinded by screens all of the time. This one kid told me the other day is that I had 13 and a half hours of screen time yesterday, Father. And I, oh my gosh, but I fall into it too. And when we're in front of these things, then we're not seeing the miracles. We're not being human. We've got to be human. Jesus is working miracles around us. Several of us are preparing to do the Camino. And the Camino is a revolutionary thing for a lot of people because We get to just be human and walk towards a goal for miles and miles and miles every day in community and prayer and just like seeing God. And we've got to remember to live in a state of wonder, watching the miracles that God is doing, the downpourings of grace that God is bestowing on us. We got to live in a state of that wonder and seeing God's at work all over the place. The other funny thing that happened at convocation was that one night, it was late at night, and Father Jack, Father Jose, and Father Bobby and I were out by the pizzeria until about 11:30 or so at night. And then I said, oh my gosh, it's almost midnight. We better go inside. So we're walking up the stairs, the outdoor stairs, and get to the top of the stairwell, and I was in front of everyone, and I go, is that a skunk? And it was, I said, either that's a skunk or a very priestly looking squirrel. And it just like started doing this little dance in front of us, you know, and we're just like frozen. Anyway, then it goes into this hole, and I said, I think we're okay. Well, no, we weren't. We got sprayed. And it was kind of funny because all of our rooms the next morning smelled really, really bad. Poor housekeeping. I don't know how they cleaned that. But anyways, it made me think about how the devil operates. The devil, there was this little animal, looked like a priest, looked like a good little thing, you know. But what it did, sometimes the devil comes in disguise as something good, and then he comes in and he sprays this noxious, poisonous, horrible smell and all in the landscape of our souls. He will do that. And that's why the first reading said that sometimes we keep the devil's company without even knowing it. And the devil does this, but what is so beautiful is that when we go to the Lord, both of these people in the gospel, the woman with hemorrhages and the 12-year-old girl who was dead, Jesus touched them both. And that would have rendered Jesus ritually impure. And there were penalties for that. But he didn't care. He still did it. And the death or the illness or the impurity did not enter into Jesus. Purity and health went out of him into these two people. And this is what it is with us. Sometimes we have a little bit of skunkiness in our souls, you know? And we go to Jesus in the confessional, and Jesus touches our soul. It doesn't render him impure. His purity gushes out of his sacred heart in confession into us. And then we are given life again. We are given holiness again. We are given, like second reading, excellence. St. Paul says, strive for excellence. Be excellent, and be excellent at faith, and be excellent at charity. That's the only thing that matters. Be excellent at what counts to God. And the only way we can be excellent and leave behind the skunkiness of our souls is to go to Jesus and to do life with him. To do life with him. We don't go to Jesus so that we can get a promotion, so that we can get healed, so that we can get this or that. We go to Jesus for the sake of Jesus and his purity, his life, his love, and power goes out of him. But there's always more with Jesus, and it goes out of him and into us. And goodbye to the skunkiness. Goodbye to the skunkiness. And hello to the purity and beauty. That's what our souls were designed to be. Let's pray to the Lord that we will always live in a state of wonder, and that we will always do life with Jesus for the sake of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.